Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Nashville Predators go 2-1 over the Thanksgiving holiday. The Tennessee Vols move to 7-5. Bama has been eliminated, and the Tennessee Titans move to 7-5 after a road win against the Indianapolis Colts. That's right. You heard that sentence correctly. The Tennessee Titans have beaten the Indianapolis Colts on the road. Hell is officially closed. Corey Curtis joining us here from News 2. Corey, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys today?
We're doing very well, and obviously Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill have been a big topic of discussion. We'll get to all the unsung heroes yesterday as well. But the way this offense goes, and I saw you tweet about this as well, Ryan Tannehill, 19 passes, 22 passes, 18 passes. Derrick Henry's getting more carries than Ryan Tannehill is throwing the football. That feels like the right recipe.
Well, yeah, I mean, I keep saying it's back to exotic smash mouth for this team. They for whatever reason, they wanted to be something else. They felt like they needed to be something else. But they're not built to be successful doing something else. All they did was get their quarterback killed. And, I always go back to that first year under Mularkey when they averaged like 33 points a game during an eight-game stretch. And it's, playing this exact way, running the heck out of the football and coming up with big plays and play action and, playing opportunistic defense and, that's what this team is doing, and they've scored at least 31 points in their last three games. I think what's the average now, about 36, 37 points for the last three games? There's more than one way to skin a cat. The Ravens are scoring a ton of points as well, and they're running the heck out of the football.
Yeah, and it seems like that's with them, because I always go back to, why did they hire Arthur Smith? Well, one, because of continuity they felt they had with him and a quarterback Marcus, same offense. But I just felt that he and Vrabel thought the same, which means we're going to play physical defense, we're going to stop you on defense, and we're going to play in a box, meaning we're going to run the football from tackle to tackle, inside the tackles, and we're going to play action pass. Now, they got away from – they didn't get to it the first – few games of the season, but it seems like that's what they've gotten to. This is their identity, and if they're going to continue to win football games, then quarterback throwing it 18 times, that's the norm. Him throwing it 28 times, that's outside of the norm.
Yeah, they can stay on track this way. I think there's a couple things. They were behind the sticks so much to start the season because they had so many leaks and mistakes in the offensive line where remember Henry, I don't know, he probably still does, led the league in negative carries, because that first 6, 7, 8 weeks of the season, and it wasn't his fault. He was getting dropped so many times behind the line of scrimmage, and there were so many penalties against the offensive line. And we're still getting a lot of sacks, but they overcame the sacks this week. Now I think he might have had one negative carry yesterday. And I think the week before was the same thing. They have really improved their run blocking, and they have cut out the penalties. They only had 3 penalties the entire game yesterday. Only one of them was on the offensive line. Taylor Lewan has gone back-to-back games without a penalty for the Tennessee Titans. And so, running the football, they're able to do. And, Tannehill is playing great, but there are a number of quarterbacks in this league who, with a good run game, can be really successful, and Ryan Tannehill is one of them.
Corey Curtis joining us here, News 2. And I thought a big part of the story yesterday for the Tennessee Titans was the depth showing up and how good this roster shows with all the injuries. Adoree Jackson goes out. You see Kareem Moore with 8 tackles. Ty Smith with 7. And, of course, the big play against on the blocked kick. You got Khalif Raymond making the biggest catch of his entire career. You're seeing depth. Now, obviously, the injuries are a concern. But how confident are you that you start to see some of these role players? I mean, Cody Hollister, I think, caught 2 passes yesterday. What do you make of the depth yesterday playing as well as they did?
You know, Austin Johnson had a blocked field goal and a tackle for a loss yesterday as well. I mean, there were a lot of guys who chipped into this victory, and that's really what you like to see. And you see in-season roster moves that came up big. I've said repeatedly, I think the Khalif Raymond roster move was the best roster move this season for John Robinson. I said when he did it, I thought it was a great move because of the speed that he added, and he gave them something that they did not have. And, you know, I think Mike Vrabel touched on it after the game yesterday. Every guy that's on this roster is expected to produce, is expected to contribute to victory. You know, I mean, Ty Smith, you know, finally getting the chance, you know, gets the start and winds up with a touchdown. Now, you know, the defensive secondary is really going to get tested depending on how LaShawn Sims and Adoree Jackson are. You know, fortunately for the Titans, this was the right team to play to be shorthanded in the secondary. That's going to get tested more in the future, especially when you play the Texans if those guys can't get healthy. But, you know, absolutely, you know, like I said, what Vrabel said, when you can get contributions from all 53 or all 46 that you dress, it certainly is a recipe for success.
Now, the way Ryan Tannehill is playing, and he still has some things to clean up. We talked about the fumbles. He holds on to the ball, I think, trying to make a play a little bit too long instead of just saying, you know what, the play's done, let me tuck it in and either throw it away or take the sacks. I think sometimes he just tries to stand in there too long to make a play downfield. Could it be a coverage sack? I don't know. But do you think now we are seeing what maybe Miami wanted him to be? He doesn't have to be great. He has to be good and run the offense with efficiency.
Well, I think Miami probably fell into the same rabbit hole that Seattle fell into for a little while, and I think a lot of teams fall into. When they pay their quarterback, they cannot just have him throw it 20 times a game. They feel like for that much money, for that much of a percentage of the salary cap, that player, you know, has to do more. I think the Titans fell into that rabbit hole with Marcus Mariota, you know, where they had to get the most out of the quarterback. Remember, we heard that, how we have to get more out of the quarterback, and that meant more than 22 passes a game. And so they got him killed. And down in Miami, they got Tannehill killed some. And so, you know, just because you pay a guy doesn't mean he has to throw it 40 times or 35 times to help you win. If his 22 throws are very productive and help you win and you are winning, then that's all that really matters to me. And if Ryan Tannehill can throw at a 70% clip and throw 21 passes a game for the Tennessee Titans, I would think that they would be really, really happy with that if they're scoring 30 points a game. I can't speak to Miami because I think they probably fell into that same rabbit hole as everybody else. But it'll be interesting to see, you know, where the Titans go next year and what their expectations are of their quarterback. And if that changes, based on kind of what they've gone through the last couple of years.
Corey, real quickly here, I know mostly it's going to be positive today after a big road win over an organization that sort of had your number, but there are some questions that have to raise concerns for Mike Vrabel moving forward, and that is the defense still gives up a lot of yards. They did that against Kansas City and were able to sort of bend but not break. They did it yesterday, bend but not breaking, forcing Adam Vinatieri, who's clearly not the same player anymore, onto the field. They gave up six sacks. Ryan Tannehill started six games and fumbled in all six of them. The offensive line is still a concern. There are still some things that obviously give you pause. This is still only a 7-5 team. What are you more concerned about now heading into this final stretch with playoff team after playoff team after playoff team on the schedule?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, number one, when you talk about the yards, they only give up 82 yards rushing to a team that rushed for 144 yards. And, you know, they wanted to put the game in Jacoby Brissett's hands, and it allowed them to make plays, and they made plays. So I'm not as concerned about the defense because I think they kind of did what they wanted to do. I think clearly, you know, the six sacks, that's, I think, 49, something like that, for the season in 12 games. That's a concern. You're still on pace for close to 70 this year. That's That's too many, because that's, you know, those sacks are what leads to turnovers. You know, the Titans were fortunate. You know, Tannehill gets sacked six times. That would have been 28 pass attempts, you know, with the six sacks. That's too many. That spells turnovers to me. That spells penalties to me. That spells big problems. When you're running the ball as successfully as they are, you should be able to check the quarterback a little bit better, in my estimation. So that's still the biggest concern to me, is their ability to protect the passer, especially in a game where they could be behind. You know, and they've got to play the Texans back to back. They've got to play the Saints. You're going to the Raiders in a game that's an absolute must win for them. You know, chances are you're going to be behind a time or two. You know, they've continued to run the ball when they're behind, but there's probably going to be a time where they're going to have to throw it. And can they give Tannehill the time? That's a concern.
Yep. Corey Curtis, News 2. Always a pleasure, my friend. Take it easy, bud.
All right. You guys have a good one.
There you go. Yep. Corey Curtis. And the Titans win 31-17 over the Indianapolis Colts on the road yesterday. Only their second win over the Colts in Indianapolis since 2007. They are 2-14 in their last 16 trips to Indianapolis. So just their second win. By the way, Tannehill and Mariota 3-1 against Brissett. Mm-hmm. 0-11 as an organization against Andrew Luck. So I think it might have something to do with that Andrew Luck guy. But
that was an Andrew Luck problem, and not a It was Andrew Luck that they were losing.
Yeah,
they were losing
Andrew
him,
Luck.
Not anybody else.
Yep. 0-11 against Andrew Luck. 3-1 against Jacoby Brissett. It doesn't matter who plays quarterback. However, we got to get to the guy that is sort of driving all of this. I also want to talk defense for the Tennessee Titans as well. What did we see yesterday out of this unit? We just got a little bit of Corey Curtis's opinion on that. So Derrick Henry and the defense, can they continue to keep this up as the Titans win yesterday against the Colts, move to 7-5, tied for the final wild card? We'll do that when we return. Morning Drive, ESPN, 102.5 The Game.
Man, listen up. And I've been telling you this for over a year now about the good friends over at Cool Springs MD. Over the years, my men have started to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and his wife Daphne, along with that wonderful and experienced staff, will give men treatment required to improve their quality of life. Cool Springs MD services have already helped many men of Brentwood, Nashville, Franklin, and the surrounding area in Tennessee with improving their immune system. It's getting cold, fellas. And this is the, this is the season where you get a little sniffles. And those sniffles cause you to miss work. So we can't have that, okay? So go to Cool Springs MD because, again, they will help you to improve your immune system. Energy levels high in the morning. We need that. We don't even need coffee. You go to Cool Springs MD, all right? Cognitive functions and more. They are there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy and enriched life. And who doesn't want that? And there's no better time now to achieve a healthy lifestyle, man. What are you waiting on? We ain't getting no younger, all right? But we need to get healthier. This is what you do. You give Cool Springs MD a call today. Don't wait until tomorrow. Today. Here's the number to make an appointment. 615-486-3458. 615-486-3458. Do like I'm going to do today. Pick up that phone and make a call, because I will. Or visit the website, coolspringsmd.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.